This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Walmart is reportedly in discussions to acquire or partner with Humana, the healthcare company, a major provider of Medicare Advantage. An estimated 4 of every 5 criminal defendants in the U.S. use court-appointed attorneys or public defenders. According to a 2016 survey of chief information officers for jurisdictions across the country, 38% of local governments were relying on technology that was at least one generation out of date. Congress upended Education Secretary DeVos' agenda on education by giving her $2.6 billion more in her budget after she'd requested a $9 billion cut and preventing her from dismantling the civil rights offices without granting her more money for her signature program on school choice. Over the past 40 years, the number of cows grazing on public lands has been cut in half by the federal government that manages the lands. A federal judge dismissed Exxon's argument in response to lawsuits on its knowledge and responsibility for climate change and called the oil giant's claim that its free speech rights were being violated by state investigations a wild stretch of logic. Hundreds of Howard University students occupied the main administration building on an ongoing basis, crippling operations amid a protest fueled by revelations about the misappropriations of financial aid money. As many people now use smartphones to access the news as they do computers. Clean vehicle technology directly supports 300,000 American jobs, the NRDC estimated in a report published last year. White House suffered a staff turnover rate of 34% during Trump's first year, triple that of the Obama administration and twice that of Ronald Reagan, the previous record holder, according to the Brookings Institution. Because of a Jim Crow law that continues to be enforced in Louisiana, a non-unanimous jury can be sufficient to convict. Roughly 40% of the people who are convicted in jury trials in Louisiana are convicted by non-unanimous 12-member juries. More convictions in this way occur for black defendants than whites. Prosecutors strike prospective black jurors at almost 3 times the rate as they do white jurors. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.